feared that my sins would return to visit me. And the cost is more than I can bear.
Finished planting the south field?
More than half.
Well, those swimming breaks really cut into the day, don't they?
Thomas, wait for Father.
Start from the front two stars of the Big Dipper, and then you count up five finger lengths, and it's right there. And she'll always be looking down on us and protect us forever. helps her to know Mother's there.
So what was in the mail?
The New York and Pennsylvania assemblies are debating independence.
What about the middle colonies?
In Chestertown, they burned the customs house and tar and feathered two magistrates. They died of burns.
Damn fools.
Who, the writers or the magistrates?
What does it say about the Continental Congress?
It says here they'll make a declaration of independence by July. Peter Cuppen joined the Continentals. He's 17, a year younger than I.
Well, the assembly's been convened, so I've been called to
Charlestown? Town. We're going to Charlestown?
We are. We leave in the morning.
What have you been feeding them?
Well, they're from good stock. On their mother's side, of course.
Thank you. Come inside. Wait until you see what I have.
Move slowly, you two.
Keep an eye on these heathens, will you?
Thomas!
Oh. Sorry.
I have this for you, Susan. It belonged to your mother. She's still not talking?
No. It does me good to see you.
Harry Burwell's here recruiting. The The governor has vowed if the assembly votes a single shilling to the Continental Army, he'll dissolve the body.
Wouldn't that force our delegates in Philadelphia to vote for independence?
Yes. Send us off to war alongside Massachusetts.
Very well, children. Inside. Come along now.
Inside now.
Burrow will be counting on your vote. And he'll expect you to be the first to enlist.
Yes, I imagine so. Oh, I'm sorry. The heathens are...
They have long needed a woman in their lives. A mother. Especially Susan.
My name is Peter Howard. And I lost most of my hearing and my left leg fighting for the crown in the French and Indian War. And how did King George reward me? He cuts off my other leg with his taxes.
Miss Howard, isn't it?
You know who I am, Gabriel Martin. The last time you saw me, I was 11, and you put ink in my tea.
Oh, I believe that was one of my younger brothers, perhaps Samuel or Nathan.
It was you, and it turned my teeth black for a month.
And we must do it
now. And send a message to King George he will never forget.
Our first order of business.
And our last, if we vote a levy.
Order! Order! Mr. Sims, you will not have the floor.
Our first order of business will be an address by Colonel Harry Burwell of the Continental Army. Colonel Burwell.
You all know why I'm here. I'm not an orator. And I would not try to convince you of the worthiness of our cause. I'm a soldier. And we are at war. From Philadelphia, we expect a declaration of independence. 8 of the 13 colonies have levied money in support of a Continental Army. I ask that South Carolina be the 9th.
Massachusetts and Virginia may be at war. But South Carolina is not. Hear, hear.
This is not a war for the independence of one or two colonies, but for the independence of one nation.
And, yes, what nation is that?
An American nation. Hear, hear.
There is no such nation, and to speak of one is treason. Well,
we are citizens of an American nation, and our rights are being threatened by a tyrant 3,000 miles away.
Would you tell me, please, Mr. Howard, why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? An elected legislature can trample a man's rights as easily as a king can.
Captain Martin, I understood you to be a patriot.
If you mean by patriot, am I angry about taxation without representation? Well, yes, I am. Should the American colonies govern themselves independently? I believe they can, and they should. But if you're asking me, am I willing to go to war with England? Well, then the answer is most definitely no.
This from the same Captain Benjamin Martin, whose fury was so famous during the Wilderness Campaign.
I was intemperate in my youth.
Temperance can be a convenient disguise for fear.
Mr. Middleton, I fought with Captain Martin under Washington in the French and Indian War. There's not a man in this room, or anywhere for that matter, to whom I would more willingly trust my life. Hear, hear.
There are alternatives to war. We take our case before the king. We plead with him.
Yes, we've tried that.
Well, then we try again and again, if necessary, to avoid a war.
Benjamin. I was at Bunker Hill. The British advanced 3 times And we killed over 700 of them at point-blank range, and still they took the ground. That is the measure of their resolve. If your principles dictate independence, then war is the only way. It has come to that.
I have 7 children. My wife is dead. Now, who's to care for them if I go to war?
Wars are not fought only by childless men.
Granted. But mark my words. This war will be fought not on the frontier or on some distant battlefield, but amongst us, among our homes. Our children will learn of it with their own eyes. And the innocent will die with the rest of us. I will not fight. And because I will not fight, I will not cast a vote that will send others to fight in my stead.
And your principles?
I'm a parent. I haven't got the luxury of principles.
Yes, I do. Father, I thought you were a man of principle.
When you have a family of your own, perhaps you'll understand.
When I have a family of my own, I won't hide behind them.
He's as imprudent as his father was at his age.
Regrettably so.
I'll see to it that he serves under me. Make him a clerk or quartermaster, something of that sort.
Good luck.
Seasons have passed. It seems like only yesterday when we last saw each other in Charlestown. It was with great sadness that I learned of its recent fall to the British under General Cornwallis. I received a letter from Aunt Charlotte telling me she had closed her home in Charlestown after the city fell and moved to her plantation on the Santee. Here in the north, our campaign has been marked by defeat and privation. Our losses have been grievous. My good friend, Peter Cuppen, fell at Elizabethtown. His death has been difficult to bear. told that Suma will march south with General Gates to fight the Redcoats under Cornwallis.
Thank you, sir.
I envy you, your youth, and your distance from this cruel conflict
from which I am a part. But I consider myself fortunate to be serving the cause of liberty. And though I fear death, each day in prayer I reaffirm my willingness, if necessary, to give my life in its service. Pray for me, but above all, pray for the cause. Your loving brother, Gabriel. That's 2 years. It's already been two. The war could be over by then.
Oh, God willing.
All right. 17.
All right. Put it back, please.
Father, what happened at Fort Wilderness?
Put it away.
Margaret, you go get your brothers back up here right now.
Back to the house. Back. Come on. Back at the house now. Come with me. Margaret.
They're going to come.
Six pounders. Lots of them.
How far away?
Oh, they're a long way off. They're most likely heading the other direction. Put those in the house.
Father, they might come
Thomas,
this way.
Must I tell you again? Let's all stay close into the house tonight, all right?
Gonna have to fight them off.
Won't Father do that?
They'll probably kill us men. And do Lord knows what to you women.
Nathan.
Slowly turn.
Father.
Abigail!
Abigail?
Water and bandages, fast.
Easy. What's the battle? Were you there?
Have you seen any redcoats?
No, not yet. Abigail, the children, please.
Children, come. Upstairs.
Gates marched us straight at the Redcoats. Our lines broke. The British Green Dragoons cut us to bits. I was given these dispatches. As I left, I saw the Virginia regulars surrender. The Dragoons rode into them. Killed them all. Over 200 men. I have to get these dispatches to Hillsborough.
You're in no position to ride.
I can't stay here. It's not safe for...
Thank you.
Thank you for the care of His Majesty's soldiers.
Lieutenant, have an detachment take our wounded to our surgeons at Winsboro.
Yes, sir.
Fire the house and barns. Let it be known, if you harbor the enemy, you will lose your head. By standing order of His Majesty King George, all slaves of the American colonies who fight for the crown will be granted their freedom with our victory.
Sir, we're not slaves. We worked this land, freed men.
Well, then you're freed men who will have the opportunity and the privilege of fighting in the king's army, aren't you?
Rebel dispatches, sir.
Who carried this? This!
I did, sir. I was wounded. These people gave me care. They have nothing to do with the dispatches.
Take this one to Camden. Here's a spy. Hang him, put his body on display.
He's a dispatch rider, and that's a marked case.
Destroy the livestock. Save the horses for the dragoons.
Colonel. This is a uniformed dispatch rider carrying a marked case. He cannot be held as a spy.
Well, we're not going to hold him. We're going to hang him.
Colonel.
Oh, I see. He's your son. Well, perhaps you should have taught him something of loyalty.
Colonel, I beg you, please reconsider. By the rules of war...
Rules of war. Would you like a lesson, sir? In the rules of war. Or perhaps your children will.
No lesson is necessary.
Sir, what of the rebel wounded?
Kill them.
Father, do something.
Be quiet.
Gabriel, run!
Come!
Sergeant.
Samuel. Margaret. I want you to hide in the fields with William and Susan. If we're not back by sunset, I want you to take them to your Aunt Charlotte's. Is that clear? Boys. Spot. Boys, listen to me. I'll fire first. I want you two to start with the officers and work your way down. Can you tell the difference?
Yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Good. Samuel, after your first shot, I want you to reload for your brother Nathan. Now, if anything should happen to me, I want you two to drop your weapons and I want you to run as quickly as you can. Now you hide in the brush, make your way home, get your brother and your sisters, and you take them to your Aunt Charlotte's. Understood? What did I tell you fellas about shooting?
Aim small, miss small.
Aim small, miss small. Boys, Samuel, steady. Pray that you accept this child and keep him at your side with his mother. We ask that you embrace him and help us to understand the manner in which your mercy works and forgive us our sins. This we ask in your name. Amen.
We have the private the Cherokee scouts brought in.
Private?
Private.
Colonel William Tavington, Green Dragoons.
What happened? Who did this?
Yeah. It was Matt. I couldn't really tell you who it was.
Calm down. Calm down. Now, 20 of His Majesty's soldiers are dead, and I need to know how.
He said there was...
Were you there? Then let him speak. Take your time and tell me, how many were there? Were they militia? Were they regulars?
Don't really remember how many. Maybe one.
One man. Really?
He was on the flank. All around us. Amongst us. I could barely see him. He was there and then he was gone.
Well, he just vanished. Sounds more like a ghost than a man.
Yes. A ghost. He was like a ghost.
Enough. Borden, take a patrol. See if we can't capture this ghost before word of his exploits spread. Who's this?
Sir, this is Captain Wilkins. He was with the Loyalist Colonial Militia. I thought he might be of some use.
Another colonial. Tell me, Captain Wilkins, where your loyalties lie.
To king and country, sir.
Why should I trust a man who betrays his neighbors?
Well, those neighbors of mine who stand against England deserve to die a traitor's death, hmm?
We'll see.
It's Mr. Martin!
You've done nothing for which you should be ashamed.
I've done nothing. And for that, I am ashamed.
St. Helena. That's a freed slave island just north of Charlestown. It'll be right under the British noses. They won't even think of looking.
I'm joining up with them.
Gabriel.
No. Your place is here now.
I'm going back. I'm a soldier. It's my duty.
Your duty is to your family. Don't you walk away from me, boy!
I'm sorry, Father. I'll find you when this is all over.
No, you're not going. I forbid you to go.
I'm not a child!
You're my child!
Goodbye, Father.
Gabriel! Thomas is dead. How many more have to die before you'll heed my word?
Sisters and your Aunt Charlotte. I'm dependent on you. As I am on you, Samuel. Right. Susan? Goodbye.
Thank you.
Gates is a damn fool. He spent too many years in the British Army. Going muzzle to muzzle with redcoats in open field. It's madness.
Oh! Make ready!
Takes the honor out of victory. Nearly.
My Lord General, gentlemen.
Glorious day for His Majesty. In England?
Colonel Tivington. Always too early. Always too eager for glory.
For victory, my lord. I believe we took the field.
Next time, you'll wait for my command.
It appears that Colonel Tivington prefers to follow his own commands.
General O'Hara tells me you've earned the nickname the Butcher among the populace. We'll discuss it tomorrow.
Gentlemen, my compliments.
To victory.
Yeah, yeah. To victory.
Lost cause.
Benjamin Martin, I'm in no mood for a lecture.
Where's your General Gates now?
Now, the last anyone saw, riding hard northeast. His staff, 100 yards behind, trying to catch up.
So who's in command?
I am. I think.
What are my orders?
We're a breath away from losing this war, Benjamin. In the north, Washington is reeling from Morristown. He's running and hiding from 12,000 redcoats. In the south, Cornwallis has broken our back. Captured over 5,000 of our troops when he took Charlestown.
And he destroyed the only army between him and New York. So now there's nothing to stop him from heading north to finish off Washington.
Unless we can keep Cornwallis in the south until the French arrive. They promised a fleet and 10,000 troops.
When?
6 months at the earliest.
You actually trust the French to keep their word?
Absolutely.
Benjamin Martin, Major Jean Villeneuve, French 7th Lightfoot. He's here to help train the militia.
The hero of Fort Wilderness, your reputation precedes you.
You really expect to hold Cornwallis here using just militia?
Well, not me. You.
Harry, they're not soldiers, they're farmers. They'd be better off letting the British just march through.
They'd be better off, but the cause wouldn't.
How many men does Cornwallis have under his command?
8,000 infantry, around 600 cavalry. I'm giving you a field commission as a colonel.
Might I request, sir, that you transfer my son here under my command?
Sir, no, I...
No, that's done.
Thank you.
Colonel, I've been a soldier now for 2 years. As a scout, horseman, marksman, scavenger.
That's so?
Yes, sir. I could be of better service with the regulars.
Where'd you learn all that riding, shooting, scavenging?
My father taught me.
Teach you any humility?
You tried, it didn't take.
He also taught you every deer path and swamp trail between here and Charlestown, which is why he asked for your transfer. We'll put the word out. Start on the south side of the Santee.
We cover more ground if we split up.
Very well, Corporal. You take Harrisville, Pembroke, Wakefield. I'll start on the north side of the Santee, and we'll meet at Old Spanish Mission in Black Swamp.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Corporal. Be careful.
Yes, sir.
You have children?
Mountain and then extends down towards the headwater here and right across to the far bank of the Ohio River. It's 100,000 acres.
It's an imposing land grant, my lord. You will be a country unto yourself.
Majesty's most generous, my lord.
Though, of course, your service in this war more than warrants such a gift.
Yes, this is how His Majesty rewards those who fight for him as gentlemen.
I dare to presume my own meager contributions will be rewarded one day.
You may presume too much. His Majesty, like history, judges us not only by the outcome of the war, but the manner in which it was fought.
My lord?
We serve the crown, and we must conduct ourselves accordingly. Surrendering troops will be given quarter. These brutal tactics must stop.
Is it not enough, my lord, that I have never lost a battle?
You serve me, and the manner in which you serve me reflects upon me. I would have thought that a gentleman from a family as esteemed as yours would understand that.
My late father squandered any esteem in which we were held, along with my inheritance. I advance myself only through victory.
You advance yourself only through my good graces. These colonials are our brethren, and when this conflict is over, we will re-establish commerce with them. Do you understand, Colonel?
Perfectly, my lord.
Reverend, with your permission, I'd like to make an announcement.
Young man, this is a house of God.
I understand that, Reverend. I apologize. The South Carolina militia is being called up. I'm here to enlist every man willing.
Son, we are here to pray for the souls of those men hanging outside.
Yes, pray for them. But honor them by taking up arms with us.
And bring more suffering to this town?
King George can hang those men, our friends. He can hang any one of us.
Dent Scott, barely a week ago, I heard you rail for 2 hours about independence.
And?
Mr. Hardwick, how many times have I heard you speak of freedom at my father's table? Half the men in this church, including you, Father, and you, Reverend, are as ardent patriots as I. Will you now, when you are needed most, stop at only words? Is that the sort of men you are? I ask only that you act upon the beliefs of which you have so strongly spoken, and in which you so strongly believe.
Who's with us? Howard,
Sir, may I have permission to write to Anne? Hey? May I have permission to write Anne?
Yes, you have permission to write me.
Write her?
Yes, sir.
Very well.
Thank you, sir.
Reverend?
The shepherd must tend his flock, and at times, fight off the wolves.
This is the right place to recruit for a militia.
God save King George!
Scalp money this time, Rawlins. But you can keep or sell back to me the muskets and gear of any redcoat you kill.
They hang my brother down to Ockworth. Every damn one of them redcoats deserves to die.
Sign on up.
With all my ailments, I wouldn't make it through the first skirmish. No, sir. You can have my negro. You fight in my stead. Occam, get over here. He ain't overly smart. He's strong as a bull.
Can you write?
No, sir.
Well, then make your mark.
What? I just signed him over to you.
If you're willing, I'd like you to make your mark. That'll do.
I'd kill me some redcoats.
I believe you would. How old are you, son?
Not quite old enough, but his time will come.
John Billings, I was hoping you'd turn up.
There's a story going around about some 20 redcoats got killed by a ghost or some damn thing. Carried a Cherokee tomahawk.
Aren't you a little old to be believing in ghost stories?
How many did you get?
12.
Yeah.
These men, they're not the sort we need.
They're exactly the sort we need. They fought this kind of war before. What about me? Am I one of that sort?
Hell no. You're the sort that gives that sort of bad name.
I want accuracy and precision. Make ready! Take me!
Continues to grow. As long as we continue to fight, others will come to stand and fight beside us. I long to see you and speak to you. I'm hopeful that our duties will bring me near you. Until then, I am and will remain most affectionately yours, Gabriel.
Perhaps we will never know.
This is murder!
Well, Reverend, they're redcoats. They've earned it.
We are better men than that.
What do you know about war?
I know the difference between fighting for
you a cause. You guys don't bat
no,
the
no, no, not
quiet!
He's right. In the future, full quarter will be given to British wounded and any who surrender.
The British men of war gave no such quarter when it fired on a ship carrying my wife and daughters. I watched from 200 yards off as they were burnt alive.
You have my sympathy, but my order stands.
Damn your sympathy. Who are you to give such an order? I know what you and your men did to my countrymen at Fort Wilderness.
We're militia. This is not regular army. Every man here is free to come and go as he pleases. But while you're here, you will obey my command, or I will have you shot.
Dog, shoot him! Just shoot the damn thing!
Save that pistol.
You won't let anybody near the wagon.
Crumb! Madeira!
No wonder they were guarding it.
Officers' uniforms! Hell, you think all this is worth?
The personal correspondence of Lord Cornwallis. This is his journal.
I say we drink the wine, eat the dogs, and use the papers for musket lighting.
Eat the dogs?
Yeah, dog is a fine meal.
Good heavens.
That's maps here for you, sir.
Put them down over there. Thank you.
Here, the proper musket for you.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't like the idea of giving muskets to slaves.
Your sense of freedom is as pale as your skin.
Don't listen to them. If we win this war, a lot of things will change.
What will change?
They call this the new world. It's not. It's the same as the old. But we'll have a chance to build a new world. A world where all men are created equal under God.
Equal. Sounds good.
I've just been in the mind of a genius. Lord Cornwallis knows more about warfare than we could hope to learn in a dozen lifetimes.
Well, that's cheerful news.
His victories at Camden and Charlestown were perfect. Perfect. And he knows it, what's more. And perhaps that's his weakness.
Sir?
Pride. Pride's a weakness.
Personally, I would prefer stupidity.
Pride will do.
Finished, my lord. I've taken it in at the back, added wider epaulets and looped gold braiding. It's a horse blanket.
Oh, I don't know, my lord. It's really quite nice.
Very nice, my lord.
Very well, it's a nice horse blanket. Colonel Tavington, why, after 6 weeks, am I still here in Middleton Place attending a ball in South Carolina when I should be attending balls in North Carolina? First, the theft of my personal baggage, including my memoirs, upon which I've spent countless hours. Then half the bridges and ferries between here and Charlestown burned. Colonel, if you can't protect our supply lines against militia, how do you intend doing so against the colonial regulars or the French when they arrive?
My lord, they won't fight like regulars. We can't find them.
Colonel, they're militia. They're farmers with pitchforks.
They're rather more than that, I'm afraid, my lord. Made so by their commander, this ghost.
Oh, ghost, ghost, ghost. You created this ghost, Colonel.
My lord?
Your brutality has swelled his ranks, without which this ghost would have disappeared, and I would be in North Carolina or Virginia by now.
In my defense, my lord.
Oh, enough, enough. Fine soldier, you are bested by a bedtime story. Give me the horse blanket, my lord. General O'Hara, our supply ship appears to have arrived.
Yes, 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 my lord, it has.
Then why am I still wearing this rag?
My lord, your replacement wardrobe is aboard ship, but Colonel Tavington thought it best to secure our arms and munitions first. They are being unloaded now.
You look good in that color.
It stinks.
Mm. It's had a dead man in.
The beast took your dogs as well.
Yes, yeah. Fine animals, a gift from His Majesty. Dead now, for all I know.
Is there no decency?
Howard, I've come to call on Anne. I've come to call on Anne.
Well, of course you call yourself a man.
Father, stop it. You heard him.
Well, call on her.
Finished.
You needn't worry, Father.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I think bundling bags are a wonderful tradition. I don't mind in the least.
Oh. Be still.
Tea?
Please.
very good.
I'm pleased that you like it.
Peter, don't worry. I sew better than my mother did.
I hope so.
You're just gonna stand there. Why don't you read it for us?
I can't read.
I can't. It says, take notice. By order of General George Washington and the Continental Congress, all bound slaves who give minimum 1 year service in the Continental Army will be granted freedom and be paid a bounty of 5 shillings for each month of service. Did you hear that? First they're gonna free them, and then they're gonna pay them.
Only another 6 months.
What in the hell are you gonna do with freedom?
I made this for you. After your mother.
You know, Peter, I can't pay you for this.
Benjamin, you pay me what you can when you can.
I'm obliged.
Gabriel, sure reminds me a lot of you.
No. He's more like his mother.
Corporal? Take your time.
Ducks.
Sir.
This road is closed. These wagons now belong to the Continental Army.
Ready, arms! By twos!
Sergeant, there's no need for you and your men to die. Leave the wagons and go.
This is the King's Highway, and I advise you and your men to make way.
On your right! Present!
Thank you.
count.
22 are dead. 18 wounded. 20 are missing.
I'm through.
You won't be the last to leave.
Trust me, soon my countrymen will arrive. The French army.
The hell with you. And the hell with the French army.
We don't need them. We got Benjamin Martin. You know what he done to the French.
Father, wherever you go, men buy you drinks because of what happened to Fort Wilderness. Strangers know more about you than I do.
Tell me what happened.
Your mother asked me that question round about the time you were born. I was drunk and foolish enough to answer it. French and the Cherokee had raided along the Blue Ridge. The English settlers had sought refuge at Fort Charles. By the time we got there, the fort was abandoned. They'd left about a week before. But what we found was...
Go on.
They'd killed all the settlers. Men. With the women and some of the children, they had... We buried them all, what was left of them. We caught up with them at Fort Wilderness. We took our time. We cut them apart, slowly, piece by piece. I can see their faces. I can still hear their screams. All but two, we let them live. We placed the heads on a pallet and sent them back with the two that lived to Fort Ambercon. The eyes, tongues, fingers, we put in baskets, sent them down the Ashlo to the Cherokee. Soon after, the Cherokee broke their treaty with the French. That's how we justified it. We were heroes.
And men bought you drinks.
Not a day goes by where I don't ask God's forgiveness for what I did.
Thomas was my brother, as well as your son. You may not believe this, but I want satisfaction as much as you did. But not at the expense of our cause. There will be a time for revenge. Until then, stay the course.
That's what your mother used to say to me when I'd get drunk or lose my temper.
She said to me when I picked on Thomas.
Huh? I miss him.
British got 18 of our men at Fort Caroline. They're gonna be hung one at a time until they give up the rest of us.
Hold on!
Reverend, can you write a letter for me? To my wife and boy.
Yes, of course I will. But first, let us pray. my lord.
There is a rider at the gates. A civilian carrying a white flag.
I am occupied.
He has a pair of dogs with him. Great Danes.
And dear lord, protect us in this our hour of need. This we ask in the name of the Father, the Son,
the Holy Ghost.
Wait here. General Lord Cornwallis will be with you shortly.
Jupiter, Mars, come, boys, come. Come.
Oh, my good boys, my brave boys.
Well, you seem to be well fed.
I thank you for that. I'm afraid I don't know your name.
I'm a colonel with the Continental Army. My rank should be sufficient for now.
As you wish. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Would you, as the initiating officer, care to begin?
I will, unless, of course, you'd like to claim aggrieved status.
Yes, I would like to claim aggrieved status.
Very well, sir. Proceed.
You have in your possession certain belongings of mine, including clothing, furniture, personal effects of a non-military nature, which I'd like to have returned to me.
Indeed. I will do so as soon as possible.
Now we come to the matter of the specific targeting of officers during engagements. Colonel, you must know that in civilized warfare, officers in the field must not be accorded inappropriate levels of hostile attention.
To your mind, what are appropriate levels of hostile attention?
Oh, Colonel, imagine the utter chaos that would follow from leaderless armies having at each other. There must be gentlemen in command to lead and where necessary, restrain their men.
Restrain them from, say, targeting civilians, women, children, and such.
That's a separate issue.
No. I consider them linked. And as long as your soldiers attack civilians, I will order the shooting of officers at the outset of every engagement. And my men are excellent marksmen.
Now, let us move on to...
Prisoner exchange.
Sir?
You have 18 of my men. I want them back.
Well, I do have 18 criminals under sentence of death, but I hold no prisoners of war.
If that's your position, 18 of your officers will have to die. 19 if you hang me with my men.
My officers.
Sir. Top of the ridge to your left, just below the tree line.
Their names and ranks?
They refuse to give me their names, but their ranks are 9 lieutenants, 5 captains, 3 majors, and 1 very fat colonel who called me a cheeky fellow.
You know, this is not the conduct of a gentleman.
If the conduct of your officers is the measure of a gentleman, I'll take that as a compliment. Get my men.
Arrange the exchange.
My lord.
Thank you, sir.
Get off, Walker!
Open the gates!
Release the prisoners!
General, what is this?
Prisoner exchange.
He has 18 of our officers.
Who is he? I recognize him.
He's the commander of the militia. Your ghost.
See that sword, Colonel!
He rode in under a white flag for a formal parley.
This is madness.
If you harm him, you condemn our officers.
General, with respect, sir, he's killed as many officers in the last 2 months.
He has shown no aggression here. Hence, he cannot be touched.
Has he not?
You! Well, you're the ghost, are you? I remember you. From that farm, that stupid little boy. Did he die?
You know, it's an ugly business doing one's duty. But just occasionally, it's a real pleasure.
Before this war's over, I'm going to kill you.
Why wait?
Soon.
One of our captured officers, my lord.
My reputation suffers because of your incompetence. That man insults me.
Quite impressive for a farmer with a pitchfork, wouldn't you say?
I want you to find that man. I want you to capture him.
The man has the loyalty of the people. They protect him, protect his family, protect the families of his men. I can capture him for you. But to do so requires the use of tactics that are somewhat... Well, what was the word your lordship used? Brutal, I think.
Go on.
I am prepared to do what is necessary. I alone will assume the full mantle of responsibility for my actions, free of the chain of command, rendering you blameless. However, if I do this, you and I both know that I can never return to England with honor. What, I wonder, is to become of me?
When this war is over here in the colonies, the new aristocracy will be landowners.
Tell me about Ohio.
As you want.
Wilkins. The plantation, 7 miles from Wakefield, on the Santee, east of Black Swamp. Who lived there?
Benjamin Martin.
He's the ghost.
What do you know about him?
Hell, everything. I could tell you the size of his boot.
Does he have family?
Where would he hide his children?
His wife's sister has a plantation. It's not far.
No one in the house, sir.
We can't be far. Search the outbuildings in the woods, quickly.
Yes, sir.
They won't stop looking for us.
You'll be safe wherever taking you. Father said it was a perfect place to hide.
How is he?
I don't know. I'm his son.
Where is Father?
Speaking for months now.
Speaking for months.
Why did he go?
Well, he didn't want those mean men to find you, so he led them away. He'll come and see you as soon as he can.
I hate him.
Well, Susan, you don't hate him.
I hate him, and I hope he never comes back.
Not much, but you can stay here with me.
It's beautiful. Thank you.
Susan talked to you?
Full sentences. As if she'd been speaking all along.
Damn, I wasn't there for it. What did she say?
She said, that she loves you and, misses you, but she understands why you can't be there with her.
My Lord, she said that. Well, isn't that something?
Cappington has a list of our men. He's burning our homes, killing whomever resists.
Where?
7 homes along the Santee so far.
John. John, John, this is not a time for vengeance. This is a time for mourning. John.
Attend to your families. 1 week furlough for all men. Any man who does not return will not be thought a coward or uncommitted.
My God, they're huge. What have you been feeding them?
They're from good stock on their father's side.
Thank you.
Susan?
Father, what changed you?
Are you sure I have?
Yes. You changed.
Well, that's simple. It was your mother.
A woman can have a strange effect on a man.
There were times I had trouble breathing around your mother.
I know the feeling. You once said, when I had a family of my own, that I'd understand. You were right.
You're trying to tell me something.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Anne, Patricia Howard, will you have this man to be your husband, to live in the covenant of marriage? Will you love, comfort, and honor him for so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Gabriel Edward Martin, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love, comfort, and honor her for so long as you both shall live?
I will.
Then by the power vested in me by our mutual faith in the Lord our God, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Sorry, we didn't give you more warning.
It's fine. I have something for you. It belonged to Gabriel's mother.
It's beautiful.
Allow me. It's the North Star. That's the only star in the sky that never moves. It's constant, unwavering, a guide.
I'd be honored.
May I?
You must.
I must.
May I sit with you?
That's a free country. Or at least it will be. I'm not my sister.
I know that.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Very well, then. Well?
Well, what?
I'll see you in Pembroke soon.
Not soon enough.
Nathan, you know, I'm counting on you now to make absolutely sure that you're... What?
Say my prayers and take care.
Couldn't have said it better. Goodbye. Goodbye, Susan. Goodbye. Just one word, that's all I want. Hmm? All right.
Just the three of us?
John Raskin did come by earlier. He looked around, then he left. It would have made four.
Four would have been better.
Another 2 months to go before I get to 12 months.
Colonel.
Reverend. Trust the French.
Yes, trust the French. Where else do I get the opportunity to kill a few redcoats? Perhaps a few wounded ones when you're not looking?
quick. Everyone's been requested to gather at the church.
Mr. Wilkins?
Colonel Tavington wishes to address the whole village.
This town has given aid to Benjamin Martin and his rebels. I wish to know his whereabouts. So, anyone who comes forward may be forgiven their treason. Very well. You had your chance.
Wait! This man gives Martin and his men supplies.
Quiet!
He brings them to Black Swamp.
He's a liar!
You damn
in the marsh
fool.
By the old Spanish mission.
This man here?
Yes, sir.
The Black Swamp, you say? By the old Spanish mission. Thank you very much. Shut the doors.
But you said we'd be forgiven.
And indeed you may!
That's between you and God.
Ready to fire the town on your order, sir.
The town? Burn the church.
There's no honor in this.
Didn't you say all those who stand against England deserve to die a traitor's death? Burn the church, Captain.
Give me the torch.
Found in the end, not the means. This will be forgotten.
Morton?
Thank you.
They're not here.
Gabriel's gone.
Hello? I'm sorry.
Be quiet. I'll take care of you. You'll be all right.
Father. I'm sorry about Thomas.
Oh, son, that wasn't your fault. That was mine. Hold on. You're gonna be all right. You're. Don't go. Gabriel, don't.
Help you bury him.
I'll bury him.
My wife in Alexandria is with child. My first. I fight for that child. Benjamin, nothing will replace your sons. But if you come with us, you can justify their sacrifice.
Why do men feel they can justify death? Is it arrogance? I have long feared that my sins would return to visit me. And the cost is more than I can bear.
Benjamin, we have a chance. Green and Dan Morgan are down from Virginia. If we win this next battle, victory in the war is within our grasp.
Go then. Seek your victory. I'm small issue to it.
You're wrong, Benjamin. You matter to your men. And to others as well. Your victories and your losses are shared by more than you know. Stay with us. Stay the course.
I have run my course.
Well, you men will be leaving with us.
Yes. Prepare the baggage.
will be missed tomorrow, Colonel.
Missed?
My lord?
A wound.
It's nothing, my lord. I am, as ever, ready to serve.
Very well. Make sure you do. I stand on the eve of the greatest victory of my career. Don't fail me.
My efforts, in no small measure, brought you here.
I grant you that small measure, in spite of your failure to deliver the ghost to me.
Thus far.
I will not tolerate a premature charge born of your eagerness for glory. Wait for my order. Or you may abandon any hope of Ohio.
Tomorrow's battle can alter the course of the war. General Greene, what exactly is the task before us?
Gentlemen, Cornwallis has us cornered. Not only does he outnumber us, but nearly half of our force is militia. Unreliable at best.
Excuse me, sir. I believe you underestimate our militia. All of you do.
We've seen our militia lines break time and again. Kipps Bay, Princeton.
But the British have seen that too. Cornwallis's own letters bear out that he has no respect for the militia, none whatsoever.
What are you suggesting, Ben?
I'm suggesting we use that.
So I know you men have sacrificed a lot so far. All I'm asking is that you let the front line of militia fire two shots tomorrow.
A lot can happen in a town that takes to fire two shots.
Especially against British regulars.
Indeed. That's why I'm not asking you to fire three.
If I die, I will die well dressed.
October now.
I know.
It's more than 12 months. You're a free man.
I'm here now on my own accord.
I'm honored to have you with us. Honored.
Shoulder! Arms!
Shoulder! Arms!
Forward! March!
How old were your daughters?
Yolette was 12 and Pauline 10. They had green eyes.
I'm sure they were lovely.
Yes, they were.
Militia forming at their center. From this field.
Congratulations, my lord.
Infantry reserve into the center.
But my lord, you've taken the field.
Now we should take their spirits. Send the entire battalion over that hill and crush them. It ends today.
Artillery, concentrate on the center. Drive them back.
My lord, if we reform and wheel right, we may be able to turn that back.
You dream, General.
Kill me before the war is over, will you? It appears you are not the better man.
On the retreat.
Sound! Retreat!
General Cornwallis took flight with his army and moved north. We continued to engage the British, and in the months that followed, Cornwallis entrenched himself at Yorktown, Virginia. George Washington escaped from the north undetected and surrounded Cornwallis, who could not retreat to the seas. It was blocked off by our long-lost friends, who had finally arrived. Vive la France.
Vive la liberté.
I beseech you. You must order the surrender.
How could it come to this? An army of rabble. Peasants. Everything will change. Everything has changed.
Though he eventually surrendered, Cornwallis himself hid in shame, appointing his subordinate to relinquish his sword. With the war ending and our militia disbanding, I take measure of what we have lost and what we have won. My hope and prayer is that the sacrifices borne by so many will spawn and fulfill the promise of our new nation. Tell the children, and especially Susan, that I will keep my promise, as I will be returning to you all soon. Where will you go now?
Home?
Start over?
Your wife's expecting a child soon, isn't she?
She gave birth to a son 3 weeks ago.
What'd you name him?
We named him Gabriel.
Thank you, Harry.
Gabriel is a good name for a farmer.
It is. It is. John?
Ben.
Bon chance.
Toi aussi, mon fils.
Gabriel said if we won the war, we could build a whole new world. Just figured we'd get started right here. With your home.
Sounds good.
Thank you.